This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. The other day as I was returning to the office from lunch, I turned to watch the storm clouds build up on the horizon. The wind started to pick up a bit, and I stood there for a moment to take it all in. As I watched, I saw a butterfly glide across the top of the field, unhindered by the coming storm. He flew merrily on his way in the direction of town. As he rose to cross the top of the trees, a gust of wind caught him and blew him back in the opposite direction. I watched as the butterfly struggled against the wind. He would gain a foot and lose two. After several minutes of fighting, the butterfly lost the battle and was blown back across the field in the direction in which he had come. I noted that whenever the butterfly stayed close to the ground, he did fine. But whenever he rose into the gusting winds, he began to falter. I don't know about you, but I feel as if I have been living in two worlds for the last year and a half. One world is the world of politics, coronavirus, and the endless news cycles and the negativism that is on Facebook and other social media. This world is so easy to get wrapped up in, yet makes us feel so anxious and helpless. This is the world that beats us down and bashes our hope for a better tomorrow. It steals our joy and robs us of our inner peace. Yet there is another world that is one of peace and tranquility. This is the world that is close to the Father. Though I am aware of the storm and its goings on, I have felt blessed to enjoy the feel that God has given me. It is my belief that the closer we stay to the Father, the less the storms of life will bother us. It doesn't mean that the storms will not come. They've been coming since the beginning of the world. Yet those who are close to the Father will not be moved by them. We know that our God is a God that can deal with storms. Elijah was in the midst of a storm whenever he was running for his life from the evil Jezebel. Having been fed by the birds and drinking from the spring many days, he finally made it to a cave. It was there that God brought Elijah to his senses by showing him his mighty power through the earthquake and the fire, and eventually a still small voice. Joseph was in the midst of a storm whenever his brothers threw him into a pit and later sold him as a slave to those who were heading to Egypt. He experienced a situation that was completely out of his control. Yet as he stayed close to God, God raised Joseph up to be second only to Pharaoh. Daniel was in the midst of the storm whenever he was told not to pray to God. And what did he do? He stayed close to God. And even though he was threatened and thrown into the lion's den, God raised him out the very next day to give him favor in the eyes of the king and the people of the land. All of these examples and more could have been swept away by the storms of their day, but they stayed close to God. I like James chapter 4 and verse 8, which says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." Notice here that it is our responsibility to first draw near to God. He is not going to force himself upon us and make us accept him. There must first be our desire to draw near to him. Likewise, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Mercy, grace, and help are found at the throne of God. Yet, it is our responsibility to come to his throne to receive these blessings. Such blessings are not found in the storms and winds of our day and age, but they are found where they have always been, in the presence of God. My friends, when we stay close to God, He will give us the peace and strength to fly on. That's all I have for now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will. And I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.